Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
My name is Angel Lakita Moore, also known as Angel Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel. And I am joined by my husband. Yes, that is a bop. Everybody agree with me. It is a bop.
Of course they're going to agree with you.
No, because it is a bop.
Mm-hmm.
I'm joined by my co-host and sometimes my greatest hater and cheerleader at the same
time. Sometimes.
My co-host and husband of almost 15 years. Tell him who you are, baby.
I'm the other host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument, a.k.a. Oh, I ain't say my first name, did I? Marcus no. Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Also, you can, people call me Marcus. I'm trying to think of.
Something's happening with my brain.
Literally just now. It's glitching real bad. Anyway, I'm the other host. If this is your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. If you are back, welcome back. We greatly appreciate that. This is a weekly podcast. We talk about any and everything we goddamn feel like it. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm Angel's biggest hater. I hate out of love, though.
I don't let
people's heads get too big. I keep them grounded.
My head is going to be as big.
Like, yeah, congratulations on that, but you still ain't got cute hands. I'm just playing.
It's a whole mess. Before we jump into the show, we want to give a shout out to our sponsors that we'll tell you about later on the show. That's Ritual, Upstart, BetterHelp, and Helix. As I have said before, and I will continue to say, when you support our amazing sponsors, you're also supporting this podcast.
Absolutely.
So if there's a service or a product that they offer that you're just like, I've been looking for that, give them a try before mm-hmm. you go off buying somewhere else. Somebody's going to benefit from your purchase. We would appreciate it if we got to benefit from it because it allows us to pay for the person that is helping us shoot this, our editor, our producer, these lights, these cameras. We purchased all of this. Only thing we didn't buy are these mics, because did we buy any of these?
Yeah,
mics?
We bought.
We bought
four mics.
So two of these mics. No, those two mics are inside there with you.
Two of them are in here. Two are in there. Now they're just everybody.
Two
sharing.
Are at home.
No, the two that were at home are in there now.
Okay, guys, support our sponsors. Also, we also have our Patreon in the building. Tell them about our Patreon, babe.
Our Patreon, we call them our immediate family. That's the, you know, they watching us live. They watching us fumble. Actually, they didn't see none of the technical difficulties. They just saw me glitching at the very beginning, and as well as you. However, a lot of times they see it, watch us live. So they see all the background stuff. They watch it live. They join in on the conversation sometimes. So if you see us laughing or responding to people, if we looking at our phones, that's what we talking to. That's our Patreon. You can join the Patreon for the low of $5 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Less than that if you just sign up for the year. I don't know why you're just going to go ahead and do that.
Amen and amen.
But where do they find Patreon?
Tell them.
It's Patreon.com/thatchickangel.com.
Nope. Patreon.com.
.com/thatchickangel.
Boom. You got it from now on. I know you got it.
Yeah, you right.
Oh, dear God. We are struggling. You know, this is probably why we're struggling. For the month of June, we did this back in 2020. We skipped it in 2021, but we're doing it again in 2022. For the month of June, we are plant-based.
Plant-based.
In our diet. So we haven't had any flesh or pretty much no byproduct of any animal since.
Except for them bees. I don't care if it got honey in it.
Yeah. I don't care. We're going to have some honey. Since May 31st. And both of us, our systems are really working well. They are, as soon as you eat, when you have to go, it gets everything out. Whatever that was there in your body is gone.
It might even take it out of a way you wasn't expecting.
Right. So our
new
brains,
doors have been opened.
We have not eaten, neither one of us have eaten since we had our evacuation, and I think our brains aren't firing as quickly as we would like them to.
Let me tell you the aggression of these evacuations. It wasn't no single file, everybody leaving in an orderly manner. It's like they was rushing down the fire escape. Somebody in the back started falling, and it literally turned into a snowball.
It was a stampede coming about me.
And then everybody came through the back door at once.
It was like the stampede that killed Simba's daddy. That is what happened to me
this
morning.
That's what happened to you.
That's what happened. And I was like, there were so many buffalo, though. They wouldn't stop coming. I was like, where are we? What safari is this?
No, it's like the hallway was bigger than the opening with my evacuation. And everybody got piled up at the end. Then they just blew the back wall out. They said, kick it down. We don't need no door.
We should have been actually going into lunch, but we had so many technical difficulties because I got thrown for a little bit of a loop today. The keyboard wasn't working on the computer. It went completely dead. I was having to use a different software to make editing more efficient and easy for our producer because she moved. So, yeah, all of our brain juices have been used, and we are fumbling left and right. Mm-hmm. But it'll be a good show for you nonetheless. Are we ready for our next segment?
Mm-hmm.
You ready? Okay. Next segment is Tanksley Pride. It's one of my favorite. I definitely have a Tanksley Pride story if you want me to take the lead.
Go ahead and take the lead.
So my eldest son, Marcus, he started wearing glasses in the fourth or fifth grade. His vision more than likely is going to be similar to mine, maybe not as bad, but I started wearing glasses in the first grade, so it hopefully won't be as bad as mine. Went to the eye doctor 2 weeks ago. She tried to get us to get these hard contact lenses that help change the shape of your eye.
Let us know if y'all have ever heard of that.
People in my Instagram said they have. There's people on my Instagram that have them.
Really? Everybody I've brought that up to, they're like, people that wear glasses, they're like, I have never heard of that.
Listen, most of my sister Melissa and my mom, we grew up wearing glasses. And this is, Marcus was the first time I heard of
it. I reached out to people outside of the normal circle. I'm like, hey, how long you been wearing glasses? So you wear contact, have you ever heard of this? They're like, no, I've never heard of that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I hadn't. And so while she was really trying to sell me on it, they're expensive. It's like $1,700 for the set, but this is the same set you wear for like 2 years, and you only wear them at night. Then you take them out, and you can see all during the day. Then you put them back in at night, take them out, and you see all during the day. Because I had never worked with hard contacts, and this was going to be my son's first time dealing with contacts, I was like, nah, let's do the daily wears. Thank God I did. Because we would have broken those hard contacts because they're made of glass day one. We worked on getting his contacts in for 2 hours at the ophthalmologist. It took everything in me not to go off on my child because I knew that he was super duper, I don't know, he was allowing his emotions to get the best of him. And I was like, listen, it's fine if you cry. It's okay if you get frustrated. But these full-blown panic attacks that's got me up in this place for 2 hours, I'm a hurt you. That's it, because you're now wasting my time and money. I was like, the fact of the matter is, nothing that's happening right now is actually going to hurt you. I was like, and you're old enough to know that. You're old enough to know that this contact lens is not all of a sudden going to turn into a serrated knife mm-hmm. that is about to jab your eyeball out. There are experts that are here, not just your mom, but actual experts, trained people that are trying to talk you through this, and you instead are going to trust your 12-year-old brain to understand what's happening better. He was just like, I know. And it was so funny because it didn't work when we were at the eye store. And I mean, it's taken everything in me not to turn into the traditional black mama. Because I'm just like, we're all being patient. And now I'm about to get, when he's like, doing all that, I was like, we got to go. Just pack up them contacts and we going home. They were like, okay, well, you have to bring them back in another time. So that even pissed me off. I'm like, we here now, little boy. You wasting my time because we could have gotten this done. Mm. So I had his cell phone, right? We get to the house. And I was like, go ahead, clean your room. I ain't yelled at him. Have not yelled at him, even though he'd have made me mad. And then I also had Amar with me. So I'm like, I'm dealing with you acting like a baby and a baby. So then after he cleaned his room, he comes into my room because he knows his phone is in my purse. And he's like, I said, what you doing? He was like, I'm going to get my phone. I said, to do what? And he was like, I don't know. I said, I need you to get your mental state together. I was like, that phone's not going to help you. I said, because what I know without a shadow of a doubt is that you asked for these contacts. And I done paid for these goddamn old contacts. And you need to figure out what you need to do with your brain, okay, to get yourself together. He was like, all right, okay. I said, so practice touching your eyeball, like she said. Use the drops. I was like, but I said, there's all this other stuff you could do. You can put your mind to. I said, just like you were nervous when you asked your girlfriend to be your girlfriend, you still did it while you were nervous. You still did it while you were super duper scared that she would say no. I said, so the same thing you got to do with these goddamn old contacts. You can still be nervous. You can still cry. But you can't be freaking out to the point that we can't. I said, if people started shooting up this house, this is what I would say.
Yeah, I hadn't got home yet. I gave him a real simple speech.
I said, if people started shooting up this house, of course, we'd be scared and we'd be crying. But if you just sat there and panicked and did not move when we were supposed to be getting up out of here, guess what's going to happen? You're going to die. I said, so listen.
You see your daddy come out throwing guns at people? Pick one of them and start shooting somebody.
I said, so? When I said, the problem is not the emotion. I don't want you to think it wasn't okay for you to cry. I don't want you to think it wasn't okay for you to be nervous or scared. I said, all of those things are legitimate. What's not okay is you feeling like that those emotions were more important than us getting everything done. I said, sometimes you got to do things scared. So he allowed me to put the contacts in.
When I came home. And he was, I could tell something was going on. So I went, I was like, what's wrong with you? So then Angel, he up here in the doctor's office. So she just unloaded everything on me. I said, look, Marcus, I said, at the very most, it's uncomfortable. I said, there's millions upon millions of people that put in contacts every single day. It's just uncomfortable. It ain't going to hurt. You ain't going to lose no eyeball. It's uncomfortable. You can get over that. So get over it and put them goddamn things in.
And he did. Now, he tried to have a little bit of a, like, panic attack this morning. I said, we're not going to do it. He said, I think it's because it's too early. I said, Marcus, if you give yourself excuses, you will have excuses.
Yeah, he going to give himself an excuse.
Oh, my God. It's because it feels like, I was like, you got to quit buying into these excuses, babe. I was like, because we can always find an excuse for something not to work.
Mm-hmm.
I said, but that doesn't serve us. We've got to give ourselves the reason for why we want this to work. Do you want to be able to wear contacts? He was like, yeah. I said, then you have to say that that's what's going to happen. So this morning, I said, are we going to get them in? He was like, I don't know. I said, well, if you feel that way, then it's not going to happen. I said, are we going to get them in? He was like, yes. Right after that, the contacts went in. That boy, he's having to learn how to deal with accepting how he feels about things, but then pushing past it when it is necessary. Sometimes you do got to sit in your emotions. That was not going to be the case. That wasn't going to be the case about these contacts.
Yeah.
Not today. No.
Good thing he didn't have my parents when they were when they were this age.
Oh, why?
Oh, they ain't care about none of that. Pain, fear.
I was trying my
best. Get over yourself.
I wanted to say that so bad, and I was really like, Angel, you're trying to be better. You're trying to be intentional. So I let him sit in that craziness for 2 hours in that optometrist office.
That's supposed to be the life lesson. Don't be the parent you want to be and not who your parents were to you. I want to be them because things seem to be going a whole lot easier.
Oh, my God, today. And I didn't yell at him. I wanted to so bad, but I waited until I calmed down. And I said, okay, because that was some foolishness. I said, I allowed you to be in your real feelings. I'm going to be in my real feelings right now, too. You done pissed me off. So what is, or do you want me to go ahead and go into the ad before so you can have your time? And
mine
cut
is going to be quick. Kids with glasses, I've always thought was absolutely adorable. Mm-hmm. Like anytime I see a little kid with glasses, I'm like, oh, come here, let me hold you. Si with these glasses on. It melts my heart every single time I see him. Even this morning, he made me mad. We were sitting there riding to school, and, you know, he does this thing where he acts like he don't understand what you're talking about. They got into this whole debate on whether Michael Jordan played baseball mm-hmm. or not. Mm-hmm. So they explained in the car, no, Marcus was like, no, Michael Jordan played basketball, then he played baseball, then he played basketball, mm-hmm. then he retired. Okay, and this is Si, I know he's doing it on purpose. So he only played 2 games of basketball. So I said, Si, Marcus went to elementary school, then he went to middle school. Does that just mean he went one day? No. I said, you understand that. But he was like, but, and that's usually where I'm like, boy, stop it, because you're doing this on purpose. You're trying to piss me off on purpose. Uh-huh. But then I looked in the rearview, he's sitting there with that old silly look on his face with these glasses on. I was like, I can't even yell at him this morning. Can't even get mad at him because he doesn't. He knows how to push him buttons and he pushes them on purpose.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Doesn't care. He's like, nah, I'm going to have you pissed off to the point that you're eventually going to make me cry, but it's worth the journey.
But them glasses, they deterred me. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to shut up and keep driving.
His glasses are cute and he wears them low on his nose.
He wears them low.
So he looks like an old man. It is extremely cute. Kai is very jealous that everybody else has on their glasses and that he don't have none. Mm-hmm. And I said, don't you dare put on your brother's glasses. I said, or you gonna hurt your eyes. And so I said, you're gonna go blind. Yeah. I was like, I didn't say that.
He did say that.
Well, you guys, as I said, we're doing this whole plant-based journey in the month of June, which has got me really determined to fuel my body with the best things. And I just started back up on my ritual multivitamins. I had fallen off for a little bit, but I'm back on it and I feel better than ever. So gaps in the diet shouldn't be ignored. Okay, 97% of women ages 19 through 50 are not getting enough vitamin D for their diet, and 95% are getting the recommended daily intake of key omega-3s. Now, mind you, I want y'all to understand, even with us taking special care of our diet, we still are going to fall. It's me as a woman. I'm still going to fall into this gaps in the diet because it's not just about what you're eating. It's also about the type of food that is now produced in the world. Our food doesn't have the type of nutrients as it did back in our grandparents' day. It's just not the case. That's why multivitamins are so important, because we all have gaps in our diet, period. So, Rituals Essential for Women 18 Plus Multivitamin was formulated by exhaustive research to help fill nutrition gaps in the diet of women 18 plus. It is formulated with nutrients to help support brain health, bone health, blood health, and provide antioxidant support. But Ritual didn't just stop there. They invested in a gold standard university-led clinical trial to prove the impact of Essential for Women's 18 Plus vitamin. The results? Essential for Women 18 Plus has shown it to increase vitamin D levels by 43% and omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in 12 weeks. I need y'all to understand this, okay? The things that omega-3 helps with brain support is something that you need, especially as we get older and things in our bodies begin to act a little different, and especially vitamin D, what that helps with your bones, as again, especially for women, is something that you don't want to take lightly. Ritual is also committed to third-party testing from USP in the non-GMO project. Traceable and vegan-friendly ingredients, always clear communication, no shady stuff. Again, I truly love the Ritual vitamins. I love that they're delayed release. I love that they're using things that my body can actually compute, because that's what we're doing right now during this journey of being plant-based. We're eating things that our body can actually understand. And the same goes with my multivitamin. That is Ritual. Right now, Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off their first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/argue.
Argue.
And turn healthy habits into a ritual. That's 10% off at ritual.com/argue.
Argue.
All right. Our next segment. Are you ready? Because this is all on you.
What's happening?
What's happening? It is Hot Tanksley Take.
Hot Tanksley Take.
Mm-hmm. So what's a good topic for you? This is a segment, if you all didn't know, where Marcus gets to do the thing he does best. Complain.
Yeah, that's what you get.
My belch. So I got a good one for you.
All right. Sometimes it'd be hard for me to pull something out, but I'm gonna find
it's
something.
Never, it's yeah, never. Yeah, it is. I'll be trying
to pull something
you,
out. Negative.
And you'd be like, man, I gotta listen.
Punk ass voice I got over here, all lanky with these big ears.
No. Okay.
A dead
no, because
tooth.
I'll be mad at you. I'll be like, don't talk about my husband like that.
Angel be doing that. Don't be talking about my husband like he's an old punk.
And I'll be like, well, I bet you can beat Joey. Your topic today is Starbucks.
Oh, that's way too easy. All right, first of all, I started off with a mass hatred for Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
The angel kind of got me hooked in. But what I don't like, and I even had one of my nieces explain this to me of why it takes so long. Why does it take so long for them to cook something that they throwing in a basically a microwave? If I know y'all going to be like, hey, no microwave. She said, what she say? It's a whatever type of oven. I said, that lets me know that you can't cook.
Because
it came out of a plastic wrapper. It went into something that heats it up and then they pulled it out. I don't understand what takes them so long for the food. The drinks I kind of get because you got to go back there. You're mixing everything up. You're doing this, that, and the other. But that food should not take that long. 30 seconds.
And what is the reason why she said it takes a long?
I don't know. She gave the technical workings of this big microwave.
Ooh,
or
Portia or Victory?
Yeah, that was Portia.
Oh.
You know, Portia cooked some eggs into powder one time. So I know. I know she can't cook. So that's the only type of person I know that would come up with an excuse of why this ain't a big expensive microwave. It's like a convection oven, whatever it is. It's a goddamn microwave.
Yeah, that's what they say, convection oven. Portia, real quick side note, we're going to come back to Starbucks. When Portia was living with us, she was making something, and she was like, I don't know when I'm supposed to add the seasoning. Like, she cooked the whole thing with no, like, there was all these measurements for seasoning. One of the first steps said, add all the seasoning. She was like, oh.
Oh, that day she cooked them eggs. She got her. She's like, I'm going to cook eggs. I'm like, oh, she going to cook breakfast? Cool. It's before I knew the lack of cooking ability in this child, at least then. I don't know what she's like now. But when I tell you them eggs came down like baby powder onto their plate.
She says we make our eggs wet. I said, girl, you are making packing peanuts. Yeah. That is the difference.
Yeah, you make it egg jerky. So that's right now, that's for what? All right, the other thing.
Okay, I was wondering if you
this goddamn menu.
I knew
how it. Do people if you look, I know Angel's order. She gets the mango dragon fruit refresher, light ice. No, with water, not lemonade. You don't know this long dictionary of this long credit of a menu. How do you figure that stuff out? People be like, give me a caramel macchiato with something, something, double shot of this. How do you figure that crap out?
You just keep trying. You keep asking.
But how do you know what they got?
Ask.
Ain't nobody got time to sit there and
I'm
ask this crap.
I'm surprised you didn't complain about the sizing.
The sizing is stupid, but I understand that's just in a language that I'm not 100% familiar with.
Let me tell you, the way you got pissed off last week.
Okay, so you go online, go to Uber Eats, go to one of your apps and look up, you know, what did I get? The chai tea?
Mm-hmm.
The chai tea latte?
Uh-huh.
It says tall, grande, and then something else. Why wouldn't tall be the largest goddamn size they got? I know I'm yelling right now, my bad. But why wouldn't it be so? My tall comes and it's about 3 inches tall. I was pissed.
He said, I ordered a tall. Look at what they gave me. I said, that's one of their smaller sizes.
Is that not the, that's some Apple bullshit because right there.
Tall,
I know we got to edit that.
Venti Trenta.
Why would tall be smaller than anything else? It's tall. It ain't like the thing is skinny and tall, which makes it less. It's the same girth as the rest of them. It's short.
I don't know.
That's just stupid.
I don't know, babe. I don't know. I don't know. But I would say he was so mad. He was like, oh, they didn't got this order wrong. I ordered a tall one. Look at this. I was like, that's
I could have went back to that place and threw my, who fixed this? And then apologize. I know it ain't your fault, but I got to be mad at somebody right now. I'm sorry, ma'am. Well, sir.
But you knew that Trenta, though, was the biggest size that you could get. You've ordered Trenta.
You can't get that drink in Trenta. I asked for it. Oh, we only got it in this. This is the biggest size. They only got two sizes in there, Grande, and I always tell them the largest one you got.
Venti, but you get Venti a lot.
Not on purpose.
Venti. Is the normal size large? This is like excessive. This is a very American.
Yeah. Look at me. What I want with anything small that's short? What is that? They don't even make give me a small short
one. They can't see you through the app, babe.
Give me a short, tall one. How stupid does that sound?
I agree. I don't disagree.
Idiotic crap.
I had to memorize it, and sometimes I forget.
I refuse. Idiots. And then you get the people that know Starbucks like that. Well, what you got to do is what I said. It sound like the Apple people. Like, we got these goddamn keyboards. It's stupid. You can't swap out keyboards from one computer to the next. It's like, well, if you hardwired in, well, it's
No.
Permanently.
You remember, we didn't hardwire that other one directly into the computer.
You did, didn't you?
No, I only hardwired it into the hub. This
hub right here?
Yeah.
But that's in the computer.
No, it needs to be hardwired directly into the desktop.
So I'm PC all the way. Samsung. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Starbucks, get your crap together. Put everything on the menu.
Put everything.
That's all I got.
And that, ladies and gentlemen.
This should be come in our car and make me look weird and crazy.
This should be called Old Man
look at
yelling
here.
On the Porch.
Look at here. Venti 20 ounce. Don't nobody care, Erica. Yeah.
Venti's 20, drink shot 30.
Yeah, that's one. Small, medium, large, extra large. That's, what's wrong with that?
I don't know why they don't use English sizes, but that's what they decided. And they're the only ones. I'm just mad because they're the only ones that make this drink. Well, Dunkin' Donuts does too, and it's disgusting.
How bad. California just be behind on some of these restaurants. They recently opened Dunkin' Donuts out here within, I don't know, the past few years. Dunkin' Donuts in Kentucky is equivalent to like Target to maybe.
It's equivalent to White Castle, in my opinion. Yeah.
Equivalent. It's like nothing that people, it's like a last go to. Everybody else is out of donuts at 4 a.m. We try and get to where, let's just go in here and get some coffee. Dunkin' Donuts opened up out here and there was a line three blocks long to get into Dunkin' freaking Donuts. I'm like, you can go to the gas station and get better donuts.
That's like it is at Porto's, and people be acting like Porto's is serving up Jesus on a plate.
Porto's. Now, Porto's is good.
But I
will not wait in no goddamn Porto's, in and out. I don't. California, yeah, they be on these trends out here.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, no, we will waste our lives, literally, waiting in this line to get some of this.
Absolutely.
We ordered Porto's one time, and I pulled up.
And the line was still crazy.
That line was literally, it was almost, y'all think I'm joking. Y'all think I'm lying. The Porto's restaurant is not small. It went to the next block light. People were waiting on the sidewalk.
It's crazy the way Porto's is. I mean, they got some good stuff. But
Porto's is good. I'll order it. I'll pre-order it and walk in there and get it. Even wait, I had to wait in line for like 45 minutes
even
just
the pre-order.
With the pre-order. I would have left, but I already paid.
All right. Let's actually, before we get into this the actual main topic, which I am really excited to do, I think it's going to be a fun segment. I was so happy when Bree, our producer, sent me the idea. I was like, yes, this I feel like is right up my husband's alley. I want to tell you about our next two sponsors. Can we go ahead and do that, babe? Are you cool with that?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good, too.
Let's start with, we just introduced you all to this this company last, or like 2 weeks ago. They're called Upstart. You know, it can be hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel when you have high interest debt. And sometimes it can be even harder to ask for help. And that is what where Upstart comes in. A lot of us, as we are like becoming adults or are adults, we've had to make some choices that financially was either like we were in a place where we were, I don't want to say desperate, but we had to make certain choices. And sometimes it was just we made choices from a place of not knowing. And we end up with this debt that seems like it'll never go away because these credit card companies have charged such a high interest that if all you're able to do is make the minimum monthly payment, you end up paying more than double of what you actually got the item or items for, right? And when you have a very static income where you don't have a lot of extra money coming in to pay those things off, it can really feel help. You can feel helpless. You can feel like you are trapped underneath this debt for the rest of your life. Well, Upstart really is out here to be able to help you so that you don't feel as though you can never get out of these this situation. So Upstart is powered personal loans, and it can help you pay down high interest debt all online with the simple and easy to understand payment terms. Upstart has helped over 1.8 million customers on their path to financial freedom. Whether it's paying off credit cards, consolidating high interest debt, or funding personal expenses, Upstart can help you get one fixed monthly payment with a clear payoff date. Upstart knows you're more than just your credit score, so rather than looking at your credit score alone, Upstart's model considers other factors like your income, employment, and other information provided in your loan application to find you a smarter rate for your loan. You can check your rate in minutes for loans between $1,000 to $15,000 without impacting your credit score. You can even receive funds as fast as one business day after accepting your loan. Listen, I wish I would have known about this company. We had this one credit card that I had gotten when my grandmother had passed away. Actually, I gotten it when at a time where we were, one, trying to throw my mother her 60th birthday party, and we were trying to find a way to pay for all of it on one thing, and then everybody paid it off. Then we used it for my grandmother's funeral, and Marcus had been using it for gas purchases, and it felt like it took an eternity to get that thing paid off. We finally did. But I paid that credit card company so much high interest that it was just like, this is never going to happen. It's never going to end. If it wasn't for the fact that I had like a windfall of money come in, I wouldn't have been able to pay it off. And I know that's not the case for most people. You don't just have a random windfall. So Upstart is a way to be able to help yourself get from under all that debt. Don't wait today. Check your rate today. Check your rate today at upstart.com/argue.
Argue.
That's upstart.com/argue.
Argue.
To check your rate today, don't forget to use our URL to let them know we sent you. Loan amounts will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application. Again, go to upstart.com/argue.
Argue.
And then y'all already know we here on here's the thing on is this going to cause an argument? Y'all know we here for all of this mental health. So we are so happy that this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. We associate burnout with work, but that's not the only cause. Any of our roles in life can lead us to feeling burnt out. And BetterHelp Online Therapy wants to remind you to prioritize yourself. Talking with someone can help you figure out what's causing stress in your life. I do. Don't you? I feel like a lot of times, yes, that's what we think about is like our job roles when it comes to feeling burnt out. But I know me as a mother, I'd be like, oh, I am burnt out. I am exhausted. Even in some of my friendships, because some of my friendships pull on me more than others, I'd be like, I can't. I can't no more. I don't want to be nobody's friend because I have nothing left to give. None of it. However, one of the best things I've done, and if you are a close friend of mine, you done heard me tell you multiple times things that my therapist has told me because therapy has been such a blessing on me. I think I told the Patreon when we did our vision boards at the top of the year that my word for this year is takeoff. And not just takeoff meaning like airplane takeoff, but takeoff meaning some of the load that I have been carrying in all areas of my life. Mm-hmm. Because I don't want to, even though, and this is the first thing I ever told my therapist, I said, even though right now I'm carrying this load and I'm killing it, I'm beasting it, I know that that's going to end here sometime soon. And I am not going to have anything left in my tank to give. And I want to fix that before I get there. And she's been working with me on that, working with me trimming the fat in some of my relationships, working on me trimming the fat in just other areas of my life so that I am not burnt out and have nothing to give for myself or for my husband or for my kids and the people I care about. So BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Is this going to cause an argument? Listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/argue.
Argue.
That's BetterHelp.com/argue.
Argue.
All right.
Damn, we got BetterHelp therapists all in the chat right now.
Hey. We support you. Listen. I be giving people who don't even listen to podcasts, I be like, just put the /argue at the end of it and get you a therapist, please. It's my biggest piece of advice I be giving folks.
Opening or ending all her phone conversations. Let me tell you what my therapist said.
Come on. It has been. She literally changed my life last week. I can't even get over it. Okay, you ready for the main topic, babe?
Yeah, I ain't scared.
This is this or that sexy edition. So I'm going to give you some options regarding your preferences in the bedroom. And you're going to tell me, and I'm going to tell you which one you prefer. Now, some of these I feel like you would be like, neither, but you have to choose. If this was, let me put it this way. This might help you be forced to choose. If this is the only way you could ever get some booty ever again, is that you have to choose one of these.
Got to sacrifice comfort for the cheeks.
Absolutely. So, first things first, and Patreon answer in the comments, Patreon, in the chat. Handcuffs or blindfold?
Oh, give me the blindfold all day. I can still swing at you if I don't like something. Blindfold.
Marcus is so against being handcuffed.
Because I don't trust you.
I think even if you did, you wouldn't want to be handcuffed.
Maybe. Or, I don't know.
Why don't you trust me?
I don't know.
We're going to talk to my therapist about
this. Let's talk about it.
I promise you would not you be said, like.
No, because your go-to. What's your go-to anytime?
That's because it's funny.
No, but what is it? Tell them.
Going towards that booty.
Yeah, you ain't handcuffing me. Leave me incapacitated over a squirming, switching my hips back and forth, trying to get you. Nah.
Oh.
No, blindfold.
You going to let me do handcuffs one day?
No, I ain't.
Yes, you are.
No. You got mad at me the other day because I had to stop your hips from moving because I you know, I done reached my epicenter. And you just kept going, stop. You got me. Yeah, don't stop me for that reason right there.
I can't even.
I could have possibly had an actual testicle come through for all you know.
I ain't no testicle come through.
And what did you say? You could have reached a whole nother level of orgasm. You could have had your eyes bleed. Don't nobody want their eyes to bleed?
You don't know. You might be like, now that was worth it.
Nah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe so, but you ain't going to do it while I'm handcuffed. Blindfold. Leave the mystery. I don't want to see what's going on. Just let me, hey, that was good. Do it again.
No, because I would choose blindfold.
Why wouldn't you choose handcuffs?
I would choose handcuffs then.
All right. Both.
I trust you.
That's right. You should. That's how it should feel because you know I ain't going to do nothing crazy.
I'm not either.
You will. No, I won't. Yes, you will.
I am not that crazy. I only try things when I know you can stop me.
Single me out.
I only try things when I know you can stop me. I do. I only try things when I know you can stop me. I don't ever try things when you're too vulnerable and you can't help yourself.
See? Nah, ain't no way in hell. Next.
You are ridiculous.
It's not single me out, it's zoom in. I don't know if you heard me say it before, but
okay.
I know they're going to be like, you should have said zoom in.
Well, you didn't.
You be trying to zoom in on things. You ain't zooming in on that. Mm-mm.
You know what? The fact that you don't trust me, you're going to type in that BetterHelp URL after and so you can get trusted.
Yeah, we're going to all sit down with you, Angel. He legitimately has a concern. You shouldn't push this topic.
ridiculous. Wait a minute. If that's the only way you could get booty, you wouldn't do handcuffs?
You said pick one.
No, I'm saying, but I'm asking this question.
No, ain't answering.
You said would. Pick one. You would, though. If that was the only way, you would sacrifice comfort, would you not?
Why would I sacrifice comfort, huh?
Because you're saying you're uncomfortable being handcuffed.
Next. You can't change the rules.
I'm not asking you to change the rules.
You are.
This is a whole different game that I'm asking a question from. If that was the only
stick
way.
Stick to the game. Suggested.
The answer is yes. So there's a chance.
Yeah, there's a chance.
There we go. That's all I need.
Yeah.
Okay.
A chance of getting struck by lightning twice too.
And listen, my house has been struck by lightning before, so I think this is gonna happen.
But you haven't.
Loud sex from your neighbors or you're the loud neighbors?
Oh, it wouldn't matter to me. No, I wouldn't be the loud neighbors. I don't hear nobody else.
I feel like we've been the loud neighbors.
Yeah, we've definitely been the loud neighbors.
I would actually love it if we had loud neighbors because
might get things going.
No, I think it would be hysterical. I'd be like, they at it again. Oh, all right. He putting in work.
Yeah, putting in work. There you go. She ain't like it.
I literally think that would be a hysterical change.
But running? I'd rather be the loud neighbor.
What do you mean, running?
Like continually?
Oh, you wouldn't want to have to hear that. Wouldn't want to have to go over there and be like, hey, this.
Actually, it's been me before.
Somebody's come
in
over
the house.
And said, be.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
My house I used to live in with my roommates.
Oh, yes, I was there.
Yeah. One time you were there. The other time I had to get up and go work in the morning.
They were so loud in that room. I was like, yo, can you tell them to quiet down, please? It was loud.
That was down the hallway. I'm talking about the one right beside me.
Oh.
That's the one I got. I had to, hey, if y'all don't cut that out, I'm about to come in there.
Oh, Jesus.
I did not care. I had to be up.
Y'all shut that up. Okay. Sexy striptease or dirty talk?
Striptease. You already know it's a striptease.
Is it the striptease?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm dirty talk all day.
See, I don't need all the talking.
I know you don't. And you don't like to do all the talking either.
No.
I'll be like, talk dirty to me. Yeah.
Angel be wanting, but Angel wants follow up. She wants a whole story behind it.
I do. I want to write me whole script.
This is
a
in the moment.
Film.
It's like, yeah, so I came home from work. And then she'd be all about it. Man, shut up. We in the middle of this.
Me a screenplay.
No, I'm going to give you
written
a hard.
Written and directed by Marcus Anthony Tanksley the first.
No, you're getting a hard, vivid,
produced
visual.
Produced by MGM Studios.
Verbal. Yeah, I'm about to do this and put this and make it do that. That's all you need. You don't need no.
Don't tell
Angel
me what
will
I
keep
need.
Going. I'm like, shut up.
Don't tell me what I need. Talk dirty to me. You don't know that song? Jason Derulo.
Yeah,
talk
I don't know
dirty
that one.
Me.
I know a song that goes something like that.
That's the song.
No, it's not.
I love a good, what is how to go.
Angel wants a novel read to her.
Come on. Yes.
No.
Yes. Give
you know
me the
when
novel.
You talk too much, that's why I just throw a little extra at you. Make you.
Okay, now I know your trick. You know I can still talk.
All right, you could go on try. You're going to sound real silly.
It don't matter. You're going to be like, oh, she really still talking. Even death couldn't keep me from talking. I'd still be. Yeah, I definitely. Yeah, striptease. I mean, we know where it's going to end.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'd be different coming from a man.
Me getting a striptease from a man?
Yeah.
No, I think... Well, like,
that just looks stupid.
No.
What you like, going to do?
Because male strippers...
Even male strippers, it's like you look... It's like they ain't even enjoying it. They're pretty much laughing at the dude. It's
what?
At male strip clubs.
No, they not. They are enjoying it.
Well, they drunk.
You can be sober and enjoy a striptease. It's just they are... As for me and what I would enjoy more, it's not that I wouldn't enjoy a striptease, but I enjoy more.
You.
What, from
let
you?
Me start tripping. You know, yes, all right, babe. Here,
what,
down.
You start tripping?
Yeah, no, just, that's just, look, I'm just picturing myself. Like, you look real stupid.
That's, you're judging yourself. I would not think that you look stupid.
All right.
I'll be like.
There's a lot of things you wouldn't think. You crazy. Go on to the
next one. Why I got to be all about the crazies? Whatever. Toys or all natural?
Either way for me. I think I wouldn't, I don't know. All natural?
You already know you all natural.
Yeah, I am all natural.
I don't.
Eventually, toys just seems too experimental. You too focused on the wrong thing. It's like, we're here, let's try. Oh, well, what's this do? All right, let's try that. Here, y'all need batteries. Get them batteries over here. Take them out the remote. Let's see if this works. That don't work now? You like it? You sitting there with all these contraptions and toys and stuff? Nah.
I agree with you.
Got enough toys on my body and yours.
There are no toys on my body.
There they are.
I have no toys.
Yeah, you do.
No.
There are things you play with on your body.
But they are not toys.
It's a toy. You only play with things that's toys.
Whatever. I agree with you partially because you're right. I feel like with added... things you have to know how they work. You it's like you're right.
Yeah,
like
even
there's
if
a
you
lot
know how it works.
But I do think if there's like something that really is like both people really like, which I can't say that we know what the heck that would be for us, then I'd be like, oh yeah. Go in it. Like I know there's such a thing as a sex swing. I've seen those, like not what was it, Real Housewives of Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
Candy set up one on a door frame, and I was like, now, in theory, that seems like...
Yeah, but who got a door frame that wide?
What, it doesn't have to be that wide, babe.
If you swing it in the frame...
You're not... You don't actually swing. You don't actually have to swing. It just... It holds.
Oh, I'm going to make that thing swing.
You don't actually have to swing in the frame.
That's not my damn paint and my door frames.
You're not understand... you're not understanding what I'm saying, so you're nasty. yeah, like we at the playground. That is not what I meant. Before
is that
we,
sex swing?
Yes.
There's only two words in it, sex and swing.
I know. I thought you knew I thought you've
you're
seen.
Suspended from it.
Yes, it's more
your
so.
Legs are open?
Yes.
So?
You don't have to swing is what I'm saying.
Okay, but your legs are open.
Yes.
Can you stand in a, and you hang freely in a doorway with your legs open and me stand between your legs?
That door was closed. Enough? The door was closed when she used.
Okay.
So, yeah, there was no swinging. Can you?
I'm just picturing, you said sex swing.
Well, I feel like the best toy to have.
Let's see you transition this one.
The best toy you can have for sex is a good mattress.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Okay. Listen, we got a good mattress. Amen and amen. And it didn't have some miles put on it. And it's still going.
It's still mattressing.
It's still going strong. And that is Helix Mattress. We received our Helix Mattress, I want to say last year. And it has been so good. It is a high-quality, comfortable mattress that works best for both me and Marcus because we took the Helix Sleep quiz. It took about 2 minutes to complete, and it matches our body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for us. Because why would I buy a mattress that was made for somebody else? I am not an extremely thin woman. I'm not a thin woman at all, actually. And I like to sleep on my side. My husband... He's very tall. He sleeps on his stomach and his back a lot. So Helix was able to find us a mattress that wasn't too soft. It wasn't too firm. It was like Goldilocks. It was just right. They also, which come on King Jesus for this, they also have mattresses great for cooling you down if you sleep hot. That is me. And the mattresses are great for spinal alignment to prevent morning aches and pains. Plus, Helix even has Helix Plus mattresses for plus size sleepers. Now, one of the biggest things that I love about this mattress is that it's a hybrid. It is part foam, part spring. So you get the comfort of memory foam for it like to contour to your body, but you get the support of the spring mattress, so it helps support your spine, and that's what is able to keep you in great alignment so that you're not waking up with all these aches and pains. So if you're looking for a mattress, you take the quiz, order the mattress that you're matched to, and the mattress comes right to your door, shipped for free, and you don't even have to go to the mattress store again. Helix is so awesome. You don't even have to take our word for it. It was awarded the number one best overall mattress pick of 2020 by GQ in Wired magazine. So just go to helixsleep.com/argue to take their 2-minute quiz, and they'll match you with a customized mattress that'll give you the best sleep of your life. They have a 10-year warranty, and you can try it out for 100 nights risk-free. If you don't love it, they will pick it up for you, but you're going to love it. And they even have financing options and flexible payment plans. Last thing, Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/argue.
Argue.
Let me tell you, I was just over here. That was a tongue twister. Oh, there was one other thing they want me to mention. They have 2 different lines of mattresses, the standard and the luxe, but both of them are premium mattresses. Mm-hmm. So I already told you about the different things that they offer as far as foam in the spring, but they have 2 lines of mattresses to offer an incredible product at more accessible price points. So thank you, Helix. All right, back to this or that. So I would say toys if I knew what toys worked best for us. Mm-hmm. But being that I don't, on natural. Okay, last. Oh, but I'm going to add some more to this.
Go ahead.
Sex in the woods or sex at a concert?
Woods.
Absolutely. I don't want people's germs shooting near my body.
That people germs? I can deal with dirt, oil, all of that stuff. Industry dirt. But people germs? Put me in a factory butthole naked. I'd rather be in there. Than in a public restroom.
I agree.
With clothes on. It's like every time I walk out of a public restroom, it feel like I have to disinfect my shoes.
Mm-hmm.
You put me in the woods. Oh.
Okay.
Nature? Come on now. This is where it was supposed to be done.
This is a good question for you specifically. Would you rather have to do PDA for the rest of your life? Or go streaking at a public event once?
Oh, I go streaking quickly.
I can't eat
only
it.
PDA?
What you mean only?
Well, you said PDA for the rest of my life.
Like, you would always have to, like, kiss in public, hold hands in public, hug in public, PDA. Like,
oh, that's nothing. I would do that.
What did you
I
think
go
I meant?
I would go streaking for fun. No, you said
like you're offering me one really great thing and one thing that's like meh. What?
One thing that's like I dare you. All right. No, I do PDA.
You would do PDA?
That type of PDA, yeah. Holding hands, hugging. But just that random
making out too.
It depends on how much.
For the rest of your life.
No, how much is like making out? Like what you mean?
Like what you just did.
I don't know.
You'd rather go streaking.
One time is nothing.
5 times. How many times would you have to go streaking?
You asked it already.
But how many times would you have to go streaking to tip the scale the other way?
I don't know.
Ask a question for me.
Me streaking might cause some PDA. Angel, I'm just running towards you, flapping and flopping. You're going to be sitting in the seat at the stadium. I'm just going to jump in the air and straddle you.
Ask a question for me.
You didn't prepare me for this. Let me see.
Sorry, I didn't. Sorry. Okay.
Oh, okay, come on.
Okay.
That's comparing a situation that we've had.
What?
Would you rather get... No, I don't know. Nah, let me go ahead and think of the other one.
Oh, God. I'm like, what were you about to say?
No, it has something to do with getting caught. But that's just a...
Would you rather be caught by your kids or caught by your mama?
That's on the lines of what I was going to say. I'd be rather be caught by the kids.
Oh, my God. No. Of course, because you're a dude.
Yeah.
I'd rather be caught by your mama or my mama any day of the week.
That's awful. That's just awful.
Would it just hurt your feelings if your mama walked in on
That's
you?
That's just awful. You the reminder of that, you might not never get none ever again.
Yeah, I would. You would feel bad for 30 years. Minutes.
I'm like, oh, you be all right. You understand here in a couple years. You already understand.
Right. You would feel bad 30 minutes about your mama. No. Yeah, you would. Mm. Then you'd be like, all right, she didn't go to sleep. Come on. You would not feel as bad as what you talking.
That's awful. Ugh.
Why does it hurt you so much?
I don't know. I think any dude would feel the same way. Give me the kids all day.
I don't know. I don't think Kai will. I think Kai will be like, that's what she get for not knocking. That's what Kai will probably say. When though, 30 years from now, whenever life will happen to him, 30 years from now.
30?
Yeah, there we go. That makes the most sense to me in my head.
Well, all right.
Who would you rather catch?
Kids. I'd rather catch my kids once a week than to catch my mama.
I'd rather catch my mother.
Mm, no.
And your mama, my mama.
No,
your,
especially
matter.
Not your mama or mine.
I would not care.
No.
I'd be like, you were doing a great job, mom.
No.
I'm like, all right, Mama Margaret, nah, see, get kid, to what you do.
Nah, kid, I'm like, hey, y'all quit out. Y'all going to be embarrassed. Get dressed. Yeah, I ain't going to leave in the room.
That's your kids? Or
yeah,
it's
the kids.
What would you do? If I remember you still remember when you caught your parents. But
thought I did. I ain't know if I did or not. I would scream and cry.
You're an adult man.
Yeah, I'm a whole grown man. Scream and cry. And scream, why? Why? Wonder why God forsaken me? Why would he do this to me?
Oh, Marcus, if I walked in on your mom, I'd be like, ooh, I got some tea for you. You would be heated once I finished the tea. Why would you tell me
I wouldn't even let you finish.
You wouldn't even
I'd just
know.
Grab you by your face, push it into the pillow. Shut up.
I wouldn't tell you the name of the person until the very end.
Well, at the very end, you're getting pillow to face. Shut up. Makeup smear. Mm-mm.
Did you come up with one?
I can't think of none.
You are the worst.
I can't think of none. My mind don't go there.
Okay, would you, your mind don't go there?
Not on this, watch not on this level.
Watch when we have our meeting after this. You're going to have six really good
we'll
ones.
We'll bring them up next week.
No, we'll do them for an Instagram video. Would you rather, same thing on the toys, would you rather toys or food?
Oh, you dirty. Oh, with food or toys?
Yeah.
Oh, food.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I'd rather.
Two birds with one stone. You get to eat and you get to eat.
No, you just, because everything for you is outer. Like, I don't know how things are going to settle.
It ain't got to be down there.
Deal.
All right. Just take a shower.
And then just take a shower. Then later on the day, I'm trying to figure out why I'm on fire.
Don't put nothing spicy. Nobody go down there with Tabasco sauce. What you going through?
Let me spice up
this taco. No, man. You just add some fruit to the taco.
It don't have to be spicy to burn, sir, you idiot.
Stay away from acidity. Acidics. What's it called? Citrus. You don't put lemon on the taco?
Marcus.
Fruit. Syrup. You put, what's it called? Preserves on the taco.
Hell.
You know? Yeah.
I'll be going to the doctor with all types of UTIs,
possibly,
as you all called it.
Yeah, UTI.
Hell him and Greg try to have a conversation about womanly things, calling everything wrong.
We knew we didn't know what we was talking about. Don't listen to the words, listen to the message. That's all I was that's all I would say with that.
Okay. Okay. I want to give you a hard yet.
Did you think that last one was gonna be hard, food or toys?
No.
Oh.
I want to give you a hard one that's gonna make you really just be like, no. Without it also being insulting to any group of people.
I know, right?
I'm trying to base, I'm trying to ask the question based off your preferences, but I also don't want anyone to feel like either one of us see them as disgusting or unattractive, but I just know it's not your preference. let's see here. Butt play or...
Yeah, what's the or?
Or a threesome, but the other person is a dude.
What? That's where you're going to go? That's what I said. Butt play.
Okay, I finally got a weigh in.
Yeah, you think you do? Now, the repercussions of that butt play you might not like.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew I was going to get you one that was going to force you into the that one. I had to figure out what it was.
You would rather butt play too.
You are correct. You are correct. I'd be like, I don't know too much.
Women, I don't know what y'all see in our bodies. I can't really know.
I mean, it's too, I don't. No. Ah.
Women's body is a work of art. They got paintings? Nah, it ain't. It's an accident. Look, Victory straight. She said, no.
I just, they said, Angel, leave Marcus alone. Leave Marcus's butt alone.
Is that, you wonder why I don't trust her?
I just want you to actually just be open to me fully.
I ain't never going to open it.
I don't actually want to be there. It's just because you don't want me there.
All right.
It's one of those things of like, if your parents say, don't you ever go into that room, ever. You be wanting to go to that room.
Yeah, but if you walk in there, you know it's going to get the shit beat out you. That's what's going
to
happen.
I have actually no desire to be in that room, but because you have made it so never. I'm like, now this is going to be my quest until I die.
Yeah, you will die.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Shay said, two dudes in the room is not a threesome to me.
Just a crowd of people. Get up out of here. What y'all doing in here?
He said, it's a train. Choo-choo. See, Taste of Jasmine said, just try it, Marcus. You may be pleasantly surprised.
She shut up, too. Jasmine, talking to you.
Oh, no, this was great.
It ain't going down.
I really enjoyed this episode with you. You really just pulled out all the stops.
Yeah, I bet I did.
Again, check out our sponsors. Use our promo codes. Our sponsors, again, if you don't remember, they were Ritual, Upstart, BetterHelp, and Helix. Using our promo codes, a lot of time they are Argue, or at least that's the end of the URL, but they'll be in the show notes. Please join our Patreon. We're going to have a good time. We actually got to do a fun karaoke night. I do believe at the end of this week, I got to check my Discord messages to find out. So you can join us with that. You can follow me at That Chick Angel across all platforms. TikTok is over here popping off. So make sure you're over there. And baby, tell them all the oh, and also make sure you're checking out Crafts and Cocktails. Two of my best episodes dropped last week on Kevin Stage Studio streaming services. Mine with Dustin Nickerson. I laughed out loud watching it as if I didn't film it. And then the one with my best friend Nina on my YouTube channel literally hollered as I was watching it. Please make sure you check it out. Now go ahead, baby.
Y'all can find me on Instagram and Marcus on the Gram, Facebook, Marcus on the Book. Y'all can find my other podcast, Let Us Tell It, on Tanksley TV. And you can find it across a whole bunch of podcast platforms now. I think all of them except for one, and I got to check to see. It might be on there too. But yeah, y'all can check that out. Yeah, you can also check out my beard and body butter. That's at manshit.com. That's M-A-N-S-H-Y-T, 100% natural. And also make sure y'all go over to Tanksley TV, check out our family vlogs if you're into that.
Yeah. Women.
Over. I mean, That Chick Angel on this channel, if you're watching on YouTube.
Yeah, watch our vlogs. We be having a good time.
And my other podcast is on Tanksley TV on YouTube.
All right, you guys. And next week, I Am Enough merch will be dropping, so be on the lookout for that. Until next week, y'all be blessed.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye!
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.